This is the Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless on Triple M. You can grab us at home on your smart speaker or on the Triple M app.
Wrapping up the weekend of footy. We'll
get Purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session.
Now, Damo, before you go, Fat, normally what I do is I like to introduce the guest and then I demand the first 10 questions.
Yes, come on, Jared.
Today I'm not doing that because, firstly, welcome to you, Damo, the number one newsbreaker in football.
Hello, Jim, and hello, Bill. And it's nice to actually now have this time frame and this runway of only 10 days before the first game's back, isn't it?
Yep. Now, Bill wants to take over here and ask you some hard-hitting questions. Is that right, Fat?
Well, you haven't done anything for the weekend. All you've done is drank and played golf. Oh. So you've got no idea what's going
I've certainly
on.
Certainly done one of those.
So leave it to Beaver. Damien, the Etihad Stadium Bill. Roof is going to be closed for all the games in 2020, I hear. Yes or no?
Your mail there is very good, Bill. The AFL actually did confirm that to me last week, and that's been something they've been able to get across the line with the state government. There was initially some worry about that meeting the requirements under the state government regulations, but no, all clear for that roof to be shut, which coming into winter is a good thing.
Exactly.
All right, so one good question. I'll give that a tick. Second one.
Now, 1st of June, because the players will be playing next week, Jim, Damien, the players will get paid 50% of their pay because if they didn't play at all this year, they get a 70% cut. That's right. June 1's important.
Bill, second good point you've raised inside 3 minutes here. Correct. They have been able to negotiate the 50% bill. Now, just to factor in, though, that they were paid in full, November, December, January, February, March. They got 100% of their wages up until that very moment. Since that point in time, they've been paid 50%. It will basically smooth out to be a reduction for most players of about 28% to 30% on the 2020 numbers, Bill.
Okay, I'm done now, Jim.
Righto. Oh, two good questions, that's it. Damo, we read today about the grand final potentially having to be pushed back. Explain why.
Look, they're still worried about what's happening in WA, Jim, with regards to the fly-in, fly-out model they want to have applied, but the one that the government at this stage is not allowing. So basically, it's the quarantine period. Now, the West Coast and Fremantle teams are committed to going into the Gold Coast hub for the first 4 weeks of the season, as you know, rounds 2, 3, 4, 5. They, though, are adamant that they will return to WA after round 5 and, as such, will be forced effectively to quarantine for that 2 weeks, which I would think would delay the matches being scheduled for maybe even round 6 from those two teams' perspective. Now, I say that knowing, and you know as well as anyone, Jim, these things can change, and in times and in virtual periods of this whole COVID-19 shutdown, they have managed to change even on a half daily basis. But as we speak, that's the reason for that potentially being moved back on the grand final.
Oh, surely old mate McGowan's going to extricate his head from his freckle and understand that he's got to join the rest of civilization. Is that going to happen?
Well, everything's tracking the right way, isn't it? We saw a significant shift in the SA government, which basically pulled rank on the medical officers to get football up and running again. So that's allowed the SA teams to play the showdown match in round 2, and that they will delay then their departure to the Gold Coast until after that occasion. And again, the positivity out of SA is moving forward quite rapidly now from a footy perspective, but there is no sign to this point, as we speak today on this particular Monday, Jim, of the WA government showing any signs of lessening anything soon.
How serious is the injury to Majak Dor?
It's a touch of good news as we speak today, Jim, that Majak Dor has got a pec issue, but it doesn't require surgery. So he's hopeful now of being back in the selection mix inside a month's time. He obviously won't play his first game when the team resumes in round 2, and I'd say he's also out for rounds 3 and 4, but I would think around about the round 5 and 6 period, the way they're talking today, given the good news that has come through that surgery isn't required. And just another one, well known to you guys, actually, on your show, Orazio Fantasia, yet again another.
Not well known to Bill. No, he didn't know who he was.
No, he's a coffee boy in here. But he's hurt his quad again, Damo.
Yeah, he has, Bill. He His body just doesn't seem to be cut out for footy at times, does it? A lot of soft tissue injuries, and given he tried to get across back to SA at the end of last year, and now he's going to start this this resumption of the 2020 season with another soft tissue injury. His past 18 months on that front have not been good.
And Dyson Heppel's training well. He looks like he might be ready for round two, but did break his finger last week at training, Damien.
Yeah, he bit like Ratio, just can't take a trick. Look, it wasn't given enough fanfare, I don't think, Jim and Bill, as to what he did last year when he played through a series of matches with a foot that was effectively broken. And if you recall it, Bill, they were in a bit of a bother there when he was missing from the team. And they then won, I think it was 3 in a row and 4 out of 5, which got them their spot in the finals. And then, as we know, they got smashed once they actually made it. But I couldn't believe he was playing, given what they were saying about how badly that foot had been affected. And while the club at the time said it wouldn't impact him in the big picture, it clearly did, to the point where even if the games had been played, he still wouldn't have been seen prior to this point of the season. And you're right, he does now have a finger issue to deal with. But given the courage that he displayed last year, Bill, to play with a broken foot or something resembling a broken foot, I would be surprised if a finger injury kept him out now. Mm.
Cardboard cutouts in the crowd for round one? And if so, Damo, I might put a whole bay up of myself.
Of course you would.
Might you, Jim? In what pose, Jim? In the presidential pose? In the suit and the tie from the North Melbourne days?
No, not sure. We'll work out. But either way, it'll enhance the look of the ground.
The bikini.
What about the mankini look? The mankini look.
I will never forget Cameron Ling's face. He was on the panel that night. The look on his face when I walked out is something I'll never forget as long as I live.
You'd be a president of a footy club and you come out like that.
He'd never seen a rig like that, Bill.
No, Jim. And when you're dressed up as Matisha or Morticia or whatever her name is.
And Sam describes you as an incredibly good-looking woman.
I had to run away from him. Hey, Damo, great catching up with you. Thanks for that.
Thank you, Jim.
Damo's recovery session.